Hello, this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, and I'm Steve Ashley. October the 16th this year marks the 116th anniversary of the birth of Mr. Blackpool, Reginald Dixon, who was born in Eccleshall, Sheffield in 1904. So today, I'm remembering his 40-year residency at the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer and beyond. I'll open this tribute with a familiar march featuring the Tower Wurlitzer in 1967, Blaze Away. Dixon took up his post at the original smaller Wurlitzer in the Tower Ballroom in 1930, on the strict understanding that if he didn't please his audience, both he and the Wurlitzer would go. Fortunately, he not only pleased them, he became immensely popular to the point that the Tower Company installed a larger Wurlitzer designed by Reg in 1935. Here's one of his typical 78 medleys from 1936, Dixon Hits No. 10, Part 1. Thank you. When I'm With You, A Fine Romance, and Sing Baby Sing, Race Dixon and the new Enlarged Tower Wurlitzer. Dixon's primary function at the Tower Ballroom was, of course, to play for dancing, and here he excelled in arrangements that were also great for just listening. Not necessarily an easy task, considering the sheer volume of music that he needed to play daily. Here's a Foxtrot medley from 1938, full of typical Dixon embellishments. Music Maestro Please and Little Lady Make Believe, the Foxtrot side of his Dancing Time No. 3, which broke the three-title format of most of his recorded medleys. Another two-title side, featuring the quick-step rhythm, was released that same year of 1938. Mama, I Wanna Make Rhythm, and Goodnight Angel. Dancing Time, number 2, The Quick Step, one of Dixon's dance medleys in 1938. His residency at the Tower Ballroom was suspended while he was in the wartime armed forces, with his place being taken by Ina Barger. He continued to record, though, principally in various Granada theatres in the south of England, and breaking the medley format, here's the delightful Skater's Waltz by Emil von Teufel, recorded by Reg in 1940 on the Tooting Granada Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Under the Linden Tree, a song from 1892, released by Columbia in 1964 on an LP simply entitled Mr. Blackpool, played on the Tower Wurlitzer, which was expanded by one rank of pipes in the late 1940s. Also at that time, certain so-called mutations were added to the Wurlitzer to enhance its ability to cut through the noise of the dancers on a full ballroom floor, giving it a unique, if sometimes rather abrasive, tone. After Dixon's retirement from the Tower in 1970, he went on a lengthy farewell tour of the UK and continued to record on instruments such as the ex-Paramount Leeds Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection in Norfolk. This medley of three, A Bench in the Park, I Know Why and Puttin' on the Ritz, dates from 1979. To close out this tribute to Reginald Dixon, here's Limehouse Blues, written for a review, A to Z, which premiered in London's Prince of Wales Theatre in October 1921. For Reg, it must have seemed like revisiting an old friend, as the organ is the ex-Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, which in 1972 was installed in the BBC Playhouse Theatre, Manchester. Thank you. House Blues, Reg Dixon and the BBC Theatre Organ No. 3 in their Manchester Playhouse. Reg and his Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer introduced many to this musical niche, inspiring a new generation of artists along the way. The next half hour will be edition 300, so it'll be a celebration of sorts, but in the meantime, I'll leave you with a short extract from Dixon's signature, dressed up as Beside the Seaside in Other Lands. Bye for now.